Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! I am Anderson Cowan, and I've got a movie to make, and this is Loaded for Bear. Let's make this movie week 18 of 36 weeks. Don't look for week 17 if you're a completionist like I am, and you've been listening along. I know some of you sent emails saying, hey, where's the show? You forgot to post it. I didn't forget to post it. I didn't do a show last week because things were in the works. Things were happening that Friday. I usually record these on Friday, then post them Friday because I want all of the information that I'm putting out there to be the most relevant and recent. We were really close to having a couple things happen. One thing did happen, and I was waiting for the other thing to happen. I wanted to do a big push. I wanted to do a big, okay, here's what we got. Here's where we're going as it pertains to the short film, which we are now looking to shoot the third week of October. We're not looking to shoot it the third week of October. We're going to shoot it most likely in October. Our target date is October, third week of October. I'm crewing up. I'm getting people to lock in. That's all happening, as well as casting. And I foolishly had forgotten that we are not discussing any castings that we may have. We already have two people locked in. One of which is somebody you probably know. The other one is probably somebody you know, or somebody you know knows. They're a smaller, younger actor. I should say smaller, but you know, they're mainly known for one thing. And if you have not watched that thing, you wouldn't know them necessarily. I can say that I didn't know this person until they were brought to my attention and I saw them and I watched their reel and I'm like, oh my God, that person's perfect for our project. So we have that person locked in. God, I'm being cryptic. We have another person who you at least know their catchphrase from the late 80s, early 90s. You might have even said the thing that this person is most famous for saying. I have worked with this person before many, many years ago, before I even got into radio. That's how long ago. And I love this person. God, I'm being cryptic. And they are locked in. And I am thrilled that that person is locked in. So we have, I'll tell you, we have our Dexter, if you're familiar with the script and the project. He is the young film student who the lead, Ben, who's making the movie, he needs a help. So he goes and he finds himself a film student at the local film school, at the local college. We have that character, Dexter is his name, locked in for the short. We have the despicable son of the main antagonist, the main boss, his son, his name is Steve. He's got the world handed to him due to nepotism, and he's a slouch, and he wears ill-fitted suits, and he thinks he's a ladies' man, but he's not. He's actually borderline predator. I love hating that character. I loved writing that character. We have that character locked in, and we have that actor locked in, and that's the guy I'm talking about that you probably know at least his catchphrase. And I love that guy. So exciting. The lead character, we still have a couple lines in the water. We have one actor who is huge. Everyone would know him. He loves the project. He's very old at this point now. And God, I can't, you know, I talk about these things on the weekly producers meetings and I feel free over there because I can say the names and stuff. It's not good to say the names, even of the people that are locked in because of the nature of the strike going on, and it's just the optics wouldn't look good, especially, you know, right now it's still early on in the process of the strike, and a lot of people are misunderstanding and they'll think that they're scabs. So, but what we're finding is people are seeing the script, they're reading the script, management, agents, and then they're passing it on to their clients, and the clients are reading the scripts from the comfort of their own home, or at times it's when they're on vacation and they read the short script. It's 8 pages. And more often than not, they're like, we love this. We would love to be a part of it, but you know, then like, we need more money, or we need to be covered for travel. Some of these actors that we have made offers to, unfortunately live far, far away, namely New York. or, you know, we've only heard like one just flat out like, yeah, this is not for me. But for the most part, it's people are like their management is actually calling my producer, Robert, and telling them how much they love it. And they'd love to be considered for the feature, which doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in this business. So we know we're on the right track. We know we're doing something. And it doesn't really surprise me that people are responding to this project because it is so unique and it does serve a purpose. It's not just a story. It's a story to help, I think, the general public, much like the movie Champions and others like it, to see what they're missing with this population if you don't have any contact with this population, and that is namely the IDD population. So things are all going well in that front. So the one actor who really wanted to be in it, and you definitely know who this person is, they are now 7 years old and they live very far away. Just to get to the airport would have been, you know, I don't want to say life-threatening, but, you know, when you get 70, you don't like to travel as much, especially, you know, for a 1 or possibly 2 day shoot, which I think that the short is going to be shot in 1 day. My producer, Robert, continues to tell me we need 2 days. I continue to tell him we need 1 day, which is kind of what normally happens between directors and producers oftentimes. So here's where we're at with the short. We have the money to pay the actors, which is substantial. And now we're going to be doing a pretty good push to get more money to come in through the loadedforbeardoc.com because this shooting of the short is going to be a large part of the documentary as well. It's all woven together, and watching the Born to Act players, you know, be on camera and, you know, working with notable actors and getting tips from notable actors and having lines. And I'm also going to employ, and I don't know how my crew's going to feel about this, but, you know, I want to have some of my actors, you know, holding boom mics and, you know, helping with some of the lighting, just like what happens in the actual script for Loaded for Bear, the feature length script. So this is all going to be documented in a large part of the documentary, which is more than exciting. Speaking of the documentary, we have successfully created our own Interatron, which is the effect of the interview, the subject, speaking directly into the camera, and we have a teleprompter set up, so they're seeing my face. We did this just last night. We're interviewing a subject, so they see my face on the screen, which right directly behind that is the camera lens, and then they're talking to me, and they forget that they're talking to a camera, and they tend to open up. It's that system that was originally invented by Errol Morris, the great Errol Morris, one of the greatest documentarians that we've ever known. And he came up with something called the Interatron, which was very, very expensive and hard to come about back in the day. But now with technology, you know, we were able to do it for pretty cheap and got the same effect. And it looks great. And so we're very happy there. Got some very exciting interviews lined up, one of which was hard to put together. She didn't say hard because one of the moms was very, very helpful. She's actually hosting it in her backyard, but we're going to have five of the more outspoken moms get together and you know, I'm going to give them a little bit of wine. And they're not doing on-camera interviews. They're going to be talking amongst themselves about some of their challenges and some of their beliefs about, you know, a test that can be done to see, you know, let you know early, you know, first trimester if you're carrying a fetus with Down syndrome, and the decision to abort, how that is very common and prevalent. And they have opinions about these things. They're going to be talking about things that I think a lot of parents don't realize, you know, their daily struggles. And I've spent a lot of time with this population, either volunteering with them or working with them, and I understand those struggles to an extent. I go home when I'm done with my shift, when I'm done volunteering, I go home. It's almost like being like an uncle or a grandparent. You know, you get to tap out if, you know, you've reached your limit with, you know, moments of frustration and whatnot. That's not to say I don't love this population. Of course I do, but I don't understand, and I never will understand what it's like to be a parent and be in it, you know, all day, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365. I have never experienced that. These parents have, and these moms have in particular. And we're going to see, hear their stories firsthand. So I think that's going to be a great one. Mike and I got to see that a little bit when we went down to Temecula, and they just started kind of spontaneously started talking about it. But we had another meeting we had to get to, so Mike and I had to pack up our gear and leave halfway through that. And I said, let's do this again. So we got pretty much all the same moms put together. So that's what's happening. I've been bad at thanking everyone. I would like to thank Kay, first and foremost. Kay gave a very sizable amount long ago to this project, but there was a holdup because she actually... I think so far to date, she's the only one that had the physical check, and there was it was an issue not from Kay, but there was an issue with the physical check, and It didn't actually get processed. I guess it's still not official, but I know it's official. So thank you very much, Kay. Some other new people that have come. Andrew Martin comes in again with a $100 donation. Thank you very much. Michael Power, same. You're new. Thank you, Michael Power. Matthew Rixner's back in. Tyler Brewer's back in. Some of you guys have monthlies, which is hugely helpful. Alex Blankenship's in. Thank you very much. Every amount counts. Alec Rhodes is also the newest one, just 2 hours ago. So Alec Rhodes, thank you very much. And every little bit counts. It's a 501c3, and it's for a great cause. I know there's a lot of great causes out there right now, but we're going to do a real hard push. I'm actually even going to bug the people that gave on Groupers. Some of you might be listening, and I'm going to send out an email with a video attached to kind of show you guys behind the scenes of what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish. It doesn't feel right. I don't love the idea of it, but I've learned that if someone gives in the first place for one time, they're more likely to give second time. And it has been a number of years. And, you know, if you can't give or you don't want to give, I totally get that. I hate asking for things, but ultimately this project doesn't get made without you guys at this point. Now, that's not to say that down the road, I can't get, some traditional money in here to boost it up, especially when we're talking about getting the feature going. That's going to be the road. But right now it's all thanks and credits and you guys being involved early from the early stages. So, and it's going to be something I like to think it's going to be something you can be proud of. And anyone who's listening to this, who knows Mike Carano, the way that he operates and how he's not proud of anything that he's associated with or does artistically, even though he's fantastic, but that's his method. Like, he hates everything he does. He only sees the flaws. So far in the 3 months that we've been shooting this, he is exceptionally proud about it. He's actually bringing people, friends of his, in to, you know, watch class or be a part of class. Like, he is so proud to be a part of this project. It's touching. It's very, very touching. And I would love you guys to also be a part of it. Even if from afar, you can follow along and, feel like you had something to do with the making of it, which you absolutely do. Because like I said, without funding this thing, Mike says that he's going to continue to shoot. Obviously, I'm going to continue to. God, I'm a bad sales pitch guy when it comes to. I'm going to continue to assist and volunteer with this group. And Mike says that he's going to continue to shoot. So that will happen. But we won't be able to make the short. We won't be able to hire a proper editor, sound mixer, all that stuff to make it an actual legitimate movie and give it a chance. We're not going to be able to do any of that without financing. So thank you very much for anyone who comes in. $100 donation gets you a virtual screening of the film with a Q&A. $300 donation. Contribution gets you a thanks and the credits and a private screening with the Q&A. A $500 donation gets you special thanks and credits, private screening with Q&A, access to the weekly producers meeting, which I've already talked about. $1,000 donation. Now we're getting really up there, doubling that $500, and you get the associate producer credit and a limited edition Blu-ray Groupers DVD. I think I only have like 8 of those left now. And then when we go to 5,000, it's an executive producer. That's the Florence level. Executive producer and a credit beginning and end credits. And then the $10,000 donation level, which we actually have now because Chris Moran, he got his corporate gig, his job, his corporation that he works for, they actually doubled his initial contribution. And then he found another place where they give an additional amount for something that this project also is. So he brought in a $10,000 amount in his name, and he is an actual producer. And of course, these credits roll over into the shorts now, the short film as well now. So you'll have credits on IMDb and within the film for both the feature-length documentary as well as the short film. So that's where we are at. Shoot me emails with any questions. I did mention it's a 501c3, right? So it should be a tax write-off for you on your taxes next year. Wow, that was a boring pitch about money, but it doesn't happen without the money. Anything else? Sorry I missed last week. I will make this a complete 36-episode feed, though. So what I have now is a mulligan, and if we get any news that is exciting, or like let's say I get the go-ahead to actually tell you my cast, our cast for the short, I will do that whatever day that comes in. Like, one of the very first things that I will do, I might tell my wife first, but she doesn't even know. Actually, you guys know more than my wife does right now, because I don't really talk to her about this stuff. I will, as soon as I find out, I will let my producers know, and I will let you guys know via this feed. So thank you very much for following along. share the link, Loaded for Bear Doc, with friends who might be interested, especially once we get the new video up there. I'll do another plug for that. Share it with anyone you think might care about this and be interested and want to be involved. Every little bit helps. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend, guys. Bye.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Ken.
And we are from the Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that, because you're already listening to a podcast.